name is we will announce our presence. So what they mean by that is our divine self is already here. It's already established. It's like ready to wear, you know, like ready to wear clothes. No ironing, no dry cleaning, whatever. It's like good to go. So this is upon us, and this is like moving forward in a very gentle uprising. So when we say that uprising, we want to feel that energy. We want to feel that light. We want to feel that explosion within. So when we said explosion within, I just saw like millions and millions and millions of little tiny lights. And it's like each light, each ember, had so much power, so much significance, so much strength. So the more that we self-adjust to our true standing, to our true ownership, to our true delight. So when they said the word delight, it's like delight, to like really appreciate your light, really appreciate the signs above, really appreciate heaven that's descending to earth, as we will claim it, as we will, how would I say that? Like stand by it, assume it, become one with it, state it as our very name. So allow yourself to advance in certainty, allow yourself to advance in strength. And again, that strength is our light, is our magnetism, is our spiritual wealth. So the more that you feel that spiritual wealth inside that's growing and expanding and materializing. So we want to remember that we are the seers, we are the high priestess, we are the goddesses, we are the ones that are due to arrive. And so as we receive God's glory, again, thinking of God as our goddess self, as our oneness, as our whole self. So as we receive our whole self, as we receive our light, as we receive our highest claim, we stand illuminated. So illuminated is there's nothing else that's required. There's nothing else that is needed, because the light that we are, as we will soak that up, as we will ring that inner bell, as we will claim our advancement, that energetic resonance, that energetic assortment is our dance. In other words, we're learning how to take that leap of faith energetically and assume all possibilities. So we want to remember that we're growing into a new evolutionary lifestyle, and it's really like a quantum feat of explosion. So that quantum leap, how would I say that? It's ever present. It's ever available. So just imagine like all these different continents on the world map, but you've only known your own home. Like it's never occurred to you to visit any other country. You didn't even know they were there because your sight was very limited by what you could see. But somehow someone brings you this world map and you're like, look at that. There are other countries to explore. So in essence, this is what we're doing, that we've only seen what's directly in by our side in our physical exposure, meaning like in our past state of awareness. But as we slide on by, in other words, as we introduce the light, as we introduce heaven to earth, then love is happening all around us. So instead of just being limited by that localized focus, we're exploding, we're waking up to the sunshine, we're waking up to the illuminated presence, we're waking up at last. So allow yourself to be one with that light as your true nature, as your true scenery, as your true circumstance. So again, it's not like, is this gonna work? Is this gonna fit? Is this gonna be okay? It's, how would I say that? Like, it's our very claim. In other words, it's the whole reason we took the lifetime. It's the whole reason we took the incarnation, so that we can now introduce ourselves the same, meaning that we can now introduce ourselves to the light. We can now introduce to ourselves to the truth that's happening. We can now introduce ourselves to our very best sunshine. So allow yourselves to receive. And so when we're receiving, we're calling in the new assignment. We're calling in our new destination. We're calling in our new support. We're calling in our new gifting. So when they just said new gifting, it was kind of like cha-ching. It was like an additional supplement. So feel that gifting now. Feel that new association now. Feel that liftoff guidance now. Feel that illuminated presence now in all of its assignment, in all of its establishment, in all of its divine presence. So when they said divine presence, it was like a seal. It was a seal or a transference of faith. So you want to feel that divine presence happening through and through. In other words, there's no place you can avoid it, and why would you even try? How beautiful. So receive, receive, receive the light in its true association. And then we're like affirming or confirming or suggesting or insinuating that all things are now possible, because again, as we will believe. So remember, everything we experience is based on our belief. And if we're holding belief of separation, if we're holding falsehood of past certainty, then we're going to stop in terms of what's capable. So they're just showing me a yardstick. So with that yardstick, we're good to go. In other words, we're able, just like the daily message, we're able to leap off the page. We're able, here's the important part, to assume a new reality. In order to assume a new reality in the outer, remember the outer equals the inner, we have to assume a new reality about ourselves. So this is where we're allowing ourselves to see, we're allowing ourselves to advance, we're allowing ourselves to illuminate overnight. So we want to remember these energies, the solstices, you know, arriving, and all of these star system energies are really helping us explore our true nature within. So the amount of light that is now descending upon us just never was before. So we want to really get that all things are now possible, but we also want to remember that we're not just going to sit here and sunbathe. So in other words, we have to assimilate. We have to truly understand. So again, understanding, it's an intellectual knowing understanding, but it's an understanding of the heart, where we give way at last. So we're giving way to that old constriction, to the old boundary, to the old limitation. Remember our example, like if you're on one continent, you didn't even know there are other continents available, other countries available. You just knew what you could see with your physicality, with your physical eyesight. So that's what we're doing. Like everything that we thought was real, we got stopped by our physical vision, which is based on what we're believing, our old concept, our old notion of self. And so as we move across the board with delight, meaning taking new notice, taking new advantage, taking new assumption, then we can truly see. Then we're truly gifted. Then we've truly arrived. So allow that advancement to take place. Allow that explosion to occur with ease. And remember, it's the explosion of light. And allow love to be happening within. In other words, the light's being received by your cellular structure, by your DNA. It's like change is occurring. Change is occurring. And we want to really feel that to just be the most natural process in the world. If you drink some water, you're now refreshed. If you receive the light within, it's like the upgrade is upon you, because we want to remember that this change is going to be this ongoing assumption. So we want to get very used to not staying in one place, to be willing to consider going abroad, to be willing to establish the higher promotion reality, because this is going to be an ongoing procedure. So now's the time to exchange hands, meaning shifting what you now value inside. So do you value like all the linear memories, the linear attachments, or do you value the light? Is the light going to show you your new situation? Is the light going to show you your new harmonics? Is the light going to show you your new symphony at last? And so that symphony is the energies inside. It's the energy, the light, the frequency, the colors. And so when I'm seeing everyone, you're quickening. I was just going to talk about the beautiful sunshine, meaning the beautiful atmosphere, your light, because it's gorgeous. But whatever they said, they inserted the quickening. That's right. So again, how would I say it? I feel like they're using it both ways. Quickening, like the light's upon us, but also quickening in terms of quick, like it's happening quick. It doesn't take a whole long of time. So we want to remember that we can hit the ground running, and that expect those miracles to occur, meaning like those new assumptions, those new broadcasts, those new understandings of self. So it's a shift, it's an alignment, it's an attunement, it's an advancement. But again, as we receive, as we integrate, as we allow, so there's an action part on our side in order for it to touch down, in order for us to advance, in order for us to proceed. So allow yourselves to be lifted up strong, again, feeling that strength of that divine presence. And so as we allow that light to shift our internal engagement, it's like just picture that column of light and see that light just like illuminating every chakra. So taking all the chakras within, allowing that light to just saturate, to permeate every chakra, and have that light, like they're saying, beckon its witness. In other words, to stay there, like just instruct the light to stay there in an ongoing pleasure, pulsating, illuminating, providing new assumption, providing new experience of providing new assortment at last. So receive, receive, receive. So it is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. What I get is it can happen overnight. In other words, it's like they're kind of waiting for us to catch up with the truth of self, that it's already here. And like we're gaining greater and greater understanding. So just know that, like, you're not waiting on anything, it's readily available.